Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app. I'm all you've got. When it comes to asking tough questions, and I don't even mean them to be tough questions. I really don't. I mean, but I'm all you've got. Who else would ask even these basic questions? Why'd you quit or retire? How much money did you make as a state senator? How do you not know this? I mean, really? I didn't mean to offend him. I didn't mean to get him angry with me. I did not. I don't want that. I want interesting conversation. I want to learn everything or whatever. These were not trick questions. They were not gotcha questions. They were the most basic, simple questions a human being could ask. It's not my fault if he can't answer them. It really isn't. Anyway, so that was Frank Hoagland. We had him on live exclusive interview. You can see the whole, you can see it for yourself. And you can see 2/3 of the interview. I'm just listening to him about all of his incredible accomplishments. I mean, you can't, how much more friendly venue could you possibly offer anyone? And then you ask a few questions and he gets pissed off at me. Oh my God. So tomorrow, well, by the way, we got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit. Tomorrow, another chance for you to become a finalist for the Jody Messina concert tickets and to meet Jody Messina backstage before the show at the Capitol Theater. Another opportunity for you tomorrow. Mark from HVAC, or not from, Mark the HVAC guys, the finalist today, so we'll get all his information, reach out to him. So tomorrow, we're going to have Frank Hoagland's opponent, the incumbent for the House District 96, Ohio House District 96, Ron Ferguson. And we're going to do the same thing. The first part of the interview is just to know who's Ron Ferguson and can give me a good deal on a couch or anything like that. As a matter of fact, we have this red leather couch. This is the one thing I wanted, the one piece of furniture that I wanted when we moved in. So I've got this red leather couch, which, by the way, now I don't like, because when you come out in the middle of the night and you got to sleep on the couch, which I do more times than I care to admit, leather is really cold. Oh, my God, is it cold. But the other thing with leather is that Velcro that's holding the cushions, that Velcro gets everything in there, every conceivable crumb, every hair, every bit of skin, every whatever you're trying to clean it out. Oh, it's just the most god-awful. Anyway, long story short. So I said to my wife, okay, fine. I got the one piece of furniture that I wanted. Now I don't want it. So you can get a, you know, if you want, get a nice couch, cloth, or whatever. And so she's now starting to look all over the place for a nice cloth couch. I don't know if she's gone to Ron Ferguson's House of Furniture Wonderland or whatever it's called. But maybe tomorrow I can ask him if he can give me a really good deal on the couch. Actually, my wife, a really good deal on the couch. That would be great. Okay, that might work out really well. Anyway, so Ron's going to be here tomorrow. So we're going to ask him pretty much to just talk about yourself, tell us everything. And that'll be most of the interview as it was today. With Frank Hoagland, 2/3 of it is just who are you? Tell us all about you. What makes you tick? What do you like? What this, that, and the other? And we'll ask him some tough questions. In fact, one of the questions Hoagland, we're going to have to ask, a charge that Hoagland was saying that Ron Ferguson missed close to, what, 200 votes? I mean, I was stunned when I heard that, absolutely stunned. So we're going to ask him about that. And we'll ask him other questions about, you know, roads and taxes and, you know, all that stuff. And then Frank Hoagland has already said yes, that he would be willing to have a debate. 2 hour, the whole show, just like we did with the Richland Township trustees during that big election. We're going to have a big debate. We're going to have Frank Hoagland. And if Ron Ferguson agrees to this, and I certainly hope that he would, I mean, he'd be foolish not to. And, you know, now that Frank Hoagland's saying, yeah, I'll take him on. So I think there's a strong likelihood, although I haven't asked Ron Ferguson on the air yet, but I will tomorrow, that we're going to have a major 2-hour debate with these guys. Here in studio, you'll be able to see everything, Facebook live stream.
And we'll find out about Ron Ferguson's attendance record. We're going to find out about Frank Hoagland's salary. We're going to find out about the vaccine and about Amy Acton and about the gas tax and everything else. So tomorrow, Ron Ferguson. And then hopefully next week we'll set up the big debate. And we're not going to have Mr. Big Willie here or anything like that. It's going to be just pure 2 hours of these two Republicans talking, arguing, debating, whatever it's going to happen to be regarding the issues affecting Ohio House District 96, which is a key portion of the Big Willie 105.5 listening area. I think it's going to be fascinating. I really do. Both of them seem to have weaknesses, Achilles heels, and so we're going to get to the bottom of each one. We started, just barely scratched the surface with Frank, and we'll probably barely scratch the surface tomorrow with Ron, because most of the interview with each one of them is going to be just, who are you? Tell us who you are, and let's learn about this. And then we have the debate. It's going to be, we'll do a deep dive in all of this stuff. All right, we got to say goodbye to our Facebook friends because Dimitri Graffiti is essentially banned on Facebook, so we can't do that. But you can download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5 to hear me on, of course, Big Willie 105.5, also on the River Talk Radio Network. So line up now. Got to say goodbye to our Facebook friends. Share this everywhere and tune in again tomorrow. Ron Ferguson's going to be here. And we're going to give him the same treatment that we gave treatment. We'll treat him just as nicely as we treated Frank Hoagland. I can't believe Frank Hoagland's upset with me. I swear to God, I can't believe that. They were not trick questions. They really weren't. They really weren't. All right. Hold on a second. Let me just do this. All right. So that's done. Fine. So again, congratulations to Mark, the HVAC guy, for being a contestant, a finalist now for the Joe D. Messina tickets and the backstage meet and greet. And you'll have a chance to be a finalist as well tomorrow. We're going to do this again after we play the Joe D. Messina saying my name so nicely. Oh, God. Sounds great. Okay, Dimitri Graffiti, start calling now. Here we go.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go! Dimitri Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
I got a serious question for you. How come the same people that are mad about ICE separating families are also the ones that forced my mother to die alone in a nursing home in 2020?
Dimitri Graffiti.
Big Willie and the Little D Show, our show, our show.
Dimitri Graffiti.
This is the best show on radio, bar none, and I don't even care if Novotny brings a high school kid on to try to improve his ratings.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
An incumbent. Income for short. Incumbent. Income for short.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, the first woman right. Yeah, I know. I know I would have won the past, man, but I don't know. I think there's more to this because I got some present, so I can't see where it is. But, and the old woman, I did.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, I was wondering whatever happened to Paul the Steelworker. Is he still showering up with the boys?
Dimitri Graffiti.
credit and loan applications require you to disclose your income, not running for state office.
Dominican graffiti.
After watching that game last night, Ohio State's the true national champion.
Dominican graffiti.
They said compassion means compliance, but explain to me why funerals were banned, why a liquor store stayed open. Never forget what they did.
Dominican graffiti.
Wait, you forgot there's a HEPA law, yet you thought you could answer, someone would answer that question? Maybe you ought to do some research. HEPA law and how you answer questions.
Dominican graffiti.
I think that last caller just called you out for not being a good journalist, but I'm not sure.
Dominican graffiti.
They say curiosity killed the cat, but explain this one to me. If the COVID shots were given away for free because they're life-saving, then why aren't chemotherapy, insulin, and epipens? Just asking.
Dominican graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism.
Why did you hit the dump button on me? All I said was help.
Fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.